Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to the TMGS, the Michael Gates Show. This is part two of our conversation with our guest, the band still in place, so I got to cut them off. Okay, there we go. This is part two of our show with our special guest, Mr. Timon Shipp, is joining us. First hour, we have some very interesting topics, and so now we're going to go into our second hour and continue the show. And again, welcome back, everybody. Janet Davis, Bernie B. Man Jones, and Timon Shipp. All right.
All right.
So we're back. Okay, so let's look at my finger again. What was that?
Oh, nope, just
okay.
Saying we're back.
Okay, cool. All right, so now let's get into this next topic, and I'm going to open up Timon's mic again. Let's see. And voila, there he is. All right, welcome back, Timon.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
The family settles for $12 million. And now, this killing happened how long ago now? How many months ago?
6 months at least.
Wow, that was back in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in March.
6 months. Okay. And no one has been arrested. The officer who
fired.
Actually did the shooting.
One guy fired. Yeah.
One guy. You know, I was talking. As I said, I was talking to Reese. We touched on that. As you guys know, that these were plainclothes detectives. Now, if somebody comes up to your house, I don't care if they got on a suit and tie or not. They didn't have anything that said FBI or police or anything on them. You don't know who it is. You know, it could be a home invasion. It doesn't mean that people who invade homes, you know, dress a certain way, but, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened. If you remember here in Atlanta, an elderly lady around in her 70s or so, I believe her last name was Johnston. Wrong information, wrong house. What do you call them? The guys that tell the police, well, people on the street call them snitches. Gave them the wrong information. And according to that this woman didn't shoot through the door. She shot above the door, like a warning shot. You know, so it wasn't like she was intending to kill somebody. Because if that's the case, she would have shot straight through the door. Her bullet went above the door. But in this case, with Breonna Taylor, what's your thoughts on this? Some folks are criticizing the family for the settlement.
Well, you know, Mike, they believe
they said, well, you know, she was part of the drug thing. You know, they think that she was selling drugs. They think that that apartment was a drug house. The white folks believe that. I don't know what your boy Reese thought of it. But my thing is, you did a no-knock warrant. You tried to get into the – you're allowed to carry a gun. The boyfriend fired because someone was trying to get in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot back, hitting her 8 or 9 times. Then they tried to arrest him, but they had to let him go. He wasn't a criminal. You had a no-knock warrant. That's why it says there was no warrant for you to go into that home. And you rushed in. She's an EMT. Worked the job. I'm telling you, I had a conversation about this. White folks believe that that girl, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of them believe that the media has twisted this up, and this is fake news, that she should, that it just happened, and the cops should go free. I'm telling you how they think. They don't believe she should have got $12 million. But see, I work in law enforcement, and then when we had a nut at my job that was doing something stupid, and they fired him, okay, one, I thought they should have fired him, but two, that comes back on the whole probation department. And when this stuff starts happening over and over again, that comes back on everybody if they don't address it, if the union do not address it. You know, I believe the family, if he was in the wrong, you need to pay. It's because, remember, you're never going to bring them back. The money ain't going to ever be enough. I don't care if they gave him $50 million. You can't bring them back. But it's
so
wrong.
You know what my thing is with that? That in the first place, they were looking for her ex. They, you know,
yeah,
for her ex-boyfriend who used to live there. He wasn't even living there anymore. They didn't do their research enough to find out where this guy lived, or to even, you know, try to find out, well, we better see if he's still there, you know. They don't think like that. They just like, let's just go, you know. Let's just go. We're going to go cowboy. We're going on over there. We just, you know, shoot first, ask questions later, you know.
Right.
They didn't do their research, and that's why I think the officers should pay, and the person in charge of leading, you know, the no-knock arrest warrant definitely should be fired and also charged because of the, you know, the information. They didn't have the correct information.
Not
you would think that. Didn't they say
that one of the guys got the warrant by lying, didn't really tell the truth about the purpose of getting the warrant? Was that the one who got fired? I'm trying to look that up.
The one who got fired was the one is the one that they said who did pretty much the killing, who did all the shooting.
Okay.
The shooting.
But you know the biggie though, who is the top dog for the state of Kentucky? He's a brother and a Trump supporter. He spoke at the RNC.
Oh, wow.
Remember him? Now, what is he going to do? Now, he ain't put nobody in jail. And see, he don't understand. They get ready to put his feet to the fire. What you going to do, old boy? Because if you don't, you thought, and you know Trump is telling him, don't you arrest him, dude. Let this go. He's the state prosecutor, you know, or is he the attorney general? He's something. He's one of the, either the state prosecutor or the attorney general. But that brother that spoke, you know, he needed to quit using that magic shade because his skin was bad that day too. I saw it. But he should put some makeup. That boy neck was. I looked at that man. I said, man, how you can make all that money? And you come out there with your neck looking like that. Come on now. You know who you hanging out with? You know you gotta cover all that up. You know we got all this HD television. We gonna see everything that's up there. You know everything you got, and you got all this all up under your neck like you've been using magic shade. What are you doing? So anyway, they going to get him. He's got his feet to the fire. He done spoke at Trump's RNC. And you guys got to go to jail. If these cats don't go to jail, they're going to burn it down. And wait a minute. And white folks
will
be right there with burning.
And me,
but you know what? I find it interesting.
Some kind. Go ahead, Mike. I was just saying they need to bring some kind of charges on them, something. Cause,
well, that's what I was going to get to. I find it interesting how these cases are drawn out for so long. Now, granted, cases, you know, the dockets are full. You know, there's a backlog, but some of these cases are drawn out so long, and to me, it's intentional because, like you said, no charges have been brought yet. I believe it's got to go to the grand jury in order for charges to be brought. But, you know, everybody's heated, you know, in the moment. But then it's like, well, let it simmer down. Maybe people will forget. Well, they're not going to forget, but they're not going to be as upset. You know what I mean? Because time has gone by. Don't you think that's kind of intentional in some cases? To get the public to
tone down. Oh, yeah. You know, all that, you know, you want it to die down real good so they can try to get away. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that one, Mike. They sure going to try to let them, you know, they don't want all that going on in there. No, you got to find a way. That's what I'm saying. You know, when they when you have situations like this and black folks are involved, see, now you can say, well, we just put a black person in there. That should clean up everything. No, because they're going to be held to the same scrutiny that everybody else is.
That's right.
And you got the crime is still going on. It's the color of your skin ain't going to make a difference. You still got to be a top cop.
Absolutely,
you know, you still got to have some sense on how to reform. You know, look at the cat in Rochester, New York, that they killed. Okay? He was out there in the cold, butt naked. They put a bag over his head.
Yeah, I'm from Rochester. And that's another thing. When they did the protesting, there was they were in a predominantly black neighborhood, and it was more whites in the neighborhood than the blacks marching and protesting.
You know,
because the brother called the police because his brother, he was afraid he was going to hurt himself. And he was running around naked. So if you don't have any way of hiding a firearm or a knife and you butt naked, how can you hand tie somebody in the back, wrestle with them, put a bag over their head and suffocate them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he died, you covered up everything. You waited.
Yeah.
And then, wait a minute. Now, mind you, that's the black police chief and a black female mayor, right?
Yeah.
That, hey, you know, he kept that information from me. So now she's trying to blame him. And they want her, too. They say, oh, y'all got to go.
Yeah.
Because this happened under your watch. It happened under your watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with Breonna Taylor. Whoever was in charge, if this is the type of thing that you're doing, and I know Kentucky. I mean,
that's what
I'm still understanding. I don't understand how they continue to back Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul. And do you know that New York covers a lot of Kentucky's taxes?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But they gonna say let New York go bankrupt.
Yeah.
You know, and Cuomo said, we support you.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why you know Trump's an idiot. Because he gets rid of all the people who, you know, are you know, that will tell the truth and who got more info than he does. If you're not gonna follow my orders, because, you know, that's why Madison was sitting there going, dude, you don't know what the hell you're doing.
You got to pledge your loyalty to him, because if you're not, he calls you a never-Trumper.
Uh-huh. But what am I, and then you got to ask yourself, well, what am I being loyal to? If the emperor got no clothes on, the emperor ain't got no clothes. Fool, you need to put some clothes on. No, I'm naked. I'm not naked. Yeah, yeah. I can see you naked. You can tell me you ain't naked, but I know I can see you. You ain't got no clothes on. You know, somebody get that man a robe. They said, get him a robe. Oh, man, you know. Oh, he ain't naked. He got clothes. And all those enablers. All of Ron Johnson.
But you know what? I actually believe Trump has something on most of the Republicans who went over to Russia.
Uh-huh.
And I think something transpired, and I know a lot of it has to do with money being filtered through the NRA.
Oh.
So because they get a lot of money to help with their campaign, you know, and a bunch of them, when Trump was being impeached, hurry up and gave that money back.
That Trump money, that lead back to his daddy. You know, his daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Russian mom. I still believe his daddy was part of the Russian mob, and it's still and all that stuff. He owed them, and they all connected some kind of way. It's all they all in cahoots.
Anytime somebody has a Russian bank ATM machine in your building, that's telling you something.
Yeah. They got so much dirt.
Filtering money.
They got so much dirt on Trump that when they that's why he's trying not to go, because when they get him out, you know, they gonna start.
He going to jail. He going to jail. If he not gonna be the president, he gonna sit in somebody's jail cell. Somebody prison.
They gonna give him some brass handcuffs. He won't get silver. He gonna have some brass handcuffs because he says he's not going nowhere, and he's thinking about doing a third term because he got cheated out of the first term.
And hey, wait a minute! And he's saying that he ain't leaving. He said he ain't
leaving. He said they gonna have to carry him out of there.
He said, "I don't know if I'm gonna accept the loss." Oh, okay. That's it. And now, mind you, all he's doing is stirring the pot.
Let me stir
that pot. You know, let me get some folks.
That's the Kool-Aid.
Get them all worked up.
That's the Kool-Aid. That's the Kool-Aid, and people gonna drink it. I mean, gonna drink it. We, you know, especially if they're thirsty and they on that tip, you know. But a lot of us, we ain't trying to hear that, you know.
No.
Get on out of here with that. You know. He better wake up.
You got some brain dead folks out there. I tell you. You know, some folks there. They brain dead. You know, you Democrats.
They'd rather be spoon-fed instead of trying to research things on their own and listen and read and get the knowledge. They want somebody to tell them something.
Mm-hmm. Y'all remember that thing that Lyndon B. Johnson said about white folks? Said if all that white dude wants, he said, if you can get that white boy to believe that he's better than that nigga, you can pick his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they're concerned about. Now, Lott didn't say that. Lyndon B. Johnson and George Wallace knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was to get the poor white boy to go and join up. Because my sister lives in Florida, and she said, I don't understand why poor white folks keep voting Republican. They are not standing up for you.
Yeah.
Looking up for that dream. They think that eventually they're going to get theirs, but they're going to realize one day they're not going to get anything. Because it's all going to the top. That trickle-down economics don't work at all.
They're not getting it now. They're not going to never get it.
The con is for years. You know? They say it go all the way back to 1661 after Bacon's rebellion, because you know Bacon was sitting there and he was a servant, and he finally got his freedom, but he found out he didn't have no more rights than the slaves, than the African slaves. So what he did, he got the African slaves and the white folks who were already intermarrying. At that time, there was no such thing as color. There was no white or black. You were either a West Indian, or you were African, or you were European.
Or you're Asian. Or you're Asian or something. Right. There was
That's
no such thing as color. That's
and so what he did was he had a rebellion and went against the rich white folks, and they saw how the black poor whites and poor blacks were coming together. They had to stop it, so they amended.
Amen. That's right.
They did an amendment, and when they amended, they put the white boy in charge, and they started to separate because they did not want poor whites and poor blacks coming together. They would be the strongest political party. You can't have that. And that, I mean, the same thing if you go Herbert Hoover and the Lily White, what do you call them, the Lily White group that was part of the, they said, why did black people lead the Republican Party? Because the Republican Party was not standing up for black rights anymore.
Mm-mm.
That's why they jumped. They were
But people still believe that they are standing up for them. It was sad to see the convention, how they had the tokens up there talking about how good Trump has been for them. Trump don't care about anybody but Trump.
Yes. He's a reality TV host. How can a guy who is a reality TV, I mean, that's what Washington has been. It's been your latest reality TV show.
Yeah, really.
That's
yeah.
You know? I mean, they got that's Honey Boo Boo all over again right there. Hey, number Honey Boo Boo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can sell. Oh, man, he is selling them.
Let me shift gears because I'm sorry, but I really want to read this story, you guys.
Okay.
Janet brought this to my attention. Killer released from prison, dubbed too old to be dangerous, kills again. This man is 77 years old, okay? Now, here's the story of him. A man who spent decades in prison for fatally stabbing his wife was released after being deemed too old to pose a threat, only to be convicted this week of a nearly identical crime. It took jurors in Maine less than an hour to find Albert Flick, 77, guilty in the 2018 murder of a homeless mother, Kimberly Dobby, who was stabbed at least 11 times while her twin sons watched. That crime is eerily similar to the slaying that sent Flick to jail for 25 years in 1979, slashing his then wife, Sandra Flick, 14 times in front of her daughter. Mm-hmm. Flint was freed in 2004, only to be sent back to jail in 2010 for assaulting another woman. The judge at the time ignored the recommendation for a longer sentence, saying Flint wouldn't be a threat because of his age and didn't make sense to keep him locked up. Flint was released 4 years later in 2014 and moved to Lewiston. Prosecutors said he met Dobby 48 and became infatuated with her, stalking her and dining at the homeless shelter where she was staying. Assistant Attorney General Bud Ellis told jurors Flick knew Dobby was planning on skipping town and thought to himself, if I can't have her, I'll kill her. 2 days before the murder, Flick purchased a pair of knives at a Walmart, prosecutor said. He then attacked Dobby in broad daylight in front of a laundromat, piercing her heart and lungs. Her 11-year-old twin son witnessed the slaying. It was also caught on surveillance footage. Elsie Clement, the woman who was a child when she watched Flick stab her mother to death, said the judge who set him free will have to answer to Dobby's children. Quote, I would like to see just everyone involved in a line and stand there and tell Dobie's boys, explain to them how this man was on the streets and how it's okay, Clement told the local NBC outlet. Quote, how the law makes it all right for their mom to now be gone and for them to have to witness it. Flick will be sentenced in August and faces life behind bars. That's
now, I'm sorry. Right. But to see the guy, he is old and shriveled up and look like he's too weak looking to do anything. But he did. He was strong enough to kill.
You know that, you know, Mike, when I hear stuff like that, it's kind of like the kid at my job, you know, black kid only had, he was, He only had one on, and he was in for armed robbery. So, you know, we couldn't believe it that he was in for armed robbery. Matter of fact,
if this had been a black person, they would have put him underneath the jail, and he would have never gotten out. You know, but because it's a white person, then, you know, it was okay. Give him the benefit of the doubt.
The crazy thing about it is he basically was telling y'all, why y'all keep letting me out? I told y'all I was crazy. Now, why? Now, if you keep letting me out, I'm going to keep killing. I done told you I don't need to be out. You know, as I always say, freedom ain't for everybody. Because that means you're free to be an idiot. And so he was being let out when he knew himself was basically telling you, look, you let me out, I'm going to kill somebody. I know he asked out. He basically told him. And they did. They kept letting him out. And what did he keep doing?
Mm-hmm.
They let him out. But you locked up Charles Manson. Manson didn't kill nobody. He told other people to do it. They never let him out.
Right. Remember, we were talking about that. That's true.
Yeah.
We were talking about that.
You know,
he didn't kill nobody.
And thank God. And, you know, you look at Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, Charles
Dahmer,
Manson didn't
kill
anybody.
Only problem with, Jeffrey Dahmer, it was cold. He was luring brothers in with barbecue and Old English. That was wrong. But I'm glad they finally caught him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was wrong. I mean, they was wrong what they did. I mean, you let these people, and they could have caught Jeffrey a long time ago.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They had him, like all these guys, you know? You know, and there are certain people, I don't know how y'all feel about that, I believe there are certain people that should not be let out. Because
But you know what, also, I looked at it this way. There was a guy here, I believe he's passed away, but for some reason, I think it was every winter or something, he'd be in jail. Every time, and somebody brought it to my attention and said, you know, he always go to jail right around this time of year. And we're like, you know, you're right. Because he worked outdoors, you know, he worked outdoors. I forgot what it was, but he did outdoor type work. But, you know, when during the summertime and stuff. But come winter, I guess there was no work. So he figured, I'll go to jail. I get, you know, three hops and a cop. In this case, with this old man here, it makes me think of the movie Shawshank Redemption. Remember the old man when he was free? He couldn't really deal with life out in the world, so he killed himself. But this is the opposite. This guy's like, you know, this guy's like, well, I ain't going to kill myself. I'll just kill somebody so I can go back. Because what is he going to do? Where is he going to live? He can't work. And true enough, the story said he became infatuated with this woman. If you look at the woman, I mean, the woman is young enough to be his daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he got ready to be in the coffin.
Yeah, he looks, I mean, he really looks horrible. And she has two kids.
Right.
You know. So that might have been the case of where am I going to go, you know, go back to prison. Because they sure as hell didn't execute it. Or
no.
I doubt they will.
Well,
no,
in Maine they don't do that. There's no, I don't think there's a death penalty in Maine.
Oh, really? Okay.
From Maine? Yeah, there's no death penalty there. So they're not gonna do that to him. They might do some other things, but they ain't going to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
No, some places still to this day. And also, where they do have the death penalty, you know how much it costs to kill one person in California? $1 billion.
Mm-mm.
$1 billion to kill them.
Prisons are a racket anyway.
Right.
Privatized.
They built the first prison in 1829 in the state of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania State Prison. And they built it to see if it would rehabilitate people. So a guy by the name of Tuckerville came from the Tuckerville came from France to study American prisons because America was the so-called the gold standard, and they had a dude, a white cat, and because you know it was prisons were actually built by Quakers, so they put that dude in there for 23 hours. He didn't talk to nobody, say nothing to nobody. Nobody's around. Dude had thoroughly was losing his mind. They knew back then that prisons do not rehabilitate. They knew that. Can't do it. Does not work.
If but anything, yet, it makes it worse.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
You know, years ago, when a person would go to prison, they could go to school, get an education, some type of trade. So when they come out, they have something to fall back on. But then through the Republicans, I think they switched it where now they don't offer them anything, you know. So how can someone rehabilitate if they're just sitting in there looking at four walls and going out in the yard, you know, or working for pennies? Because if they put you to work, you're not getting a couple of dollars a month.
But you know what, though? Hold on, let me interject there. A couple of weeks ago, Makisha, you know her on another network, she had a guest on, a woman who spent time in prison for murder. And I look at having her coming on the show and visiting us. She said, It was the best thing that happened to her. Now, some prisons, some, I guess, still offer certain courses and things, you know, for inmates, some. But going back to what you said, Janet, there are some that do not. People will just sit there and just rot. They don't learn anything. But I just want to throw that in there.
Have you, Mike, have you been to jail?
Yeah, I've been to jail.
You been to jail? I've been to jail. And it only took me one time to know that I don't need to go back here.
Amen.
And let me tell you, Janet, when they took me in, I went in for an emission sticker ticket. I was in Denver, Colorado. They put me in there and they put a warrant out for my arrest. I was on my way to work when a black police officer pulled me over, took me down. He said, "Bro, you got any warrant?" I said, "Not that I know of, bro." He went on his computer, said, "Oh, Mr. Ship, we got you for a warrant right here. I'm about to take you in." I said, "For an admission sticker ticket?" He said, "Yeah, 5 years old." Let me tell you what it changed me.
Wow.
It changed me when they brought me into the cell, right? They brought me in. And they sat me down. They made me take my clothes inside out, turn them inside, put them back on, all that stuff. Janet, they brought in a brother that was 6'7", 200, probably about 75 pounds. He could stack quarters on his chest. He was black as night with the red eyes. I mean, this was pure death walking in, and he was quiet as a church mouse. You hear me? And they sat him in. Now, mind you, he's got on shackles. He's got the chains around him, but they left a little slack, and they put the cuffs in front. And he came, Janet, and sat right next to me. And Janet... I mean, you know, like the cartoons when you just start to shrink. Let me say, "How you doing, little brother?" And that deep voice, like Darth Vader, I started shrinking and melting right there with the hell of Jesus. Oh, God. So, right, the brother stood up to stretch his legs. And this little bitty white woman, right, police officer, "You sit down. You sit your black butt down." And she's yelling at him and screaming. And the brother just looked at her, right, and he sat down real calm. And he said, "Just a little more slack, and I'll snap your neck." It took 9 people to bring me in here. And I'm getting to go, "Hey, yo, come to me. The man had fists like bricks. His fists looked like giant bricks. He didn't even have any bones. It was all beef. I was like, man, where did you, who birthed you? You can't, nobody could have birthed his brother. And they said, they talked, I said, man, I don't get, I don't need to go back to jail. You understand? My mama came and got me out. I said, Mom, I'm good. You don't have to worry about me. Hey, I'm good.
What did you say? His fists were like bricks.
I'm telling you, Mike, his fists were like bricks. The man's fingers looked like giant hot dogs. When he brought them together to show the slack, he didn't have no beef. He had little indentions where his knuckles would be.
You remind
me, Mike. You could stack quarters on his chest. He was massive.
The Green Mile. That movie, The Green Mile. You remember that? What you just told me remind me of that movie.
And wait a minute. He was way bigger than him. He was like, oh, my God. And like you said, it took, and he was very calm. That's what scared you. It was like you're talking to death, and death is being very calm. You know, it took 9 people to bring me in here. You know? And when I looked at her, are you crazy? He might miss and hit me, and then I'm going to have brain damage. I don't need you. Leave him alone. I got angry for them bothering. And then I said, can you move me, please? I don't want to die.
Simon, what you say he said? Just a little more slack.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're talking about somebody. Hey, you're talking about somebody. You remember Buckwheat when his feet turned back and when he got scared? Before my feet turned around, I said, oh, God, I'm dying today. Y'all understand. I don't need to go to jail.
Oh my God.
Hey, you got my eyes watering, my nose running.
That's funny.
I wouldn't lie to y'all. Hey, that there was. That there was. That
hey,
was,
you know what? That will be a classic line in a movie. Just hear somebody say,
yeah. Oh, now, Mike.
Ooh, I'm going to tell somebody that one day.
Hey, before they let me out, they put me in another cell. They put me in a cell, and I thought, ooh, I'm by myself. Woo! I can just relax. I fill my paperwork out. I'm waiting to go home. Man, they brought this other cat in. Skinny little brother, you know, look crazy. He said, hey, how you doing, man? I said, oh, come on, y'all. I say, I'm good. How you doing? Said, yeah. And, you know, I'm trying to be calm. I'm not trying to talk to him. He said, you know, bruh, I'm so kind of glad they caught me. I've been on the run for 9 months. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I've been on the run for 9 months. And you know, bruh, I ain't took my shoes off in 9 months. I said, you're not getting ready to take them off now, are you? I mean, another hour or two, I'm going to be going home. Can you keep on? Another hour, maybe, you know, time leaves. And then you can have the whole place to yourself. But please, not right now. Janet, he unlaced one shoestring. It looked like that smoke out of Mission Impossible. I started beating on the door. I said, shit, come on, what do you want now? I said, man, do you have to? The dude ain't took his shoes off in 9 months. I don't want to take them off now. I'm getting ready to go home. I want to make it. What might come out of his shoe might go in my lungs and kill me. I'm trying to go home.
Lord.
So I don't need to go
Nike
back
virus.
To jail.
Huh?
Was
the Nike virus.
I was in jail from 5:30 in the morning because I was on my way to work. 5:30 in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. That was the longest time of my life. I'm going to tell you, I need to go to jail.
Hey, I've been running for 9 months. I ain't took off his shoes for 9 months.
I could take my shoes off now. Not now. You can take them off, but don't take them off right now.
I'm about to go home. And wait a minute. All the brothers, now this is, and if you ever look this up, this is true. All the brothers that were in there.
Oh, my goodness.
All the brothers that were in there, they had locked him up for the Capitol Hill raping. There was a black dude running around raping all these women and raping anything. Old, young, he didn't care. And I asked him, hey, bro, why you here? Capitol Hill raping. You going to eat that potato? No, you can have the potato, bro. Why you here, bro? I'm a Capitol Hill raping. You going to drink your juice? No, take the juice, man. I mean, these guys were all being locked up. I was the only one in there for an admission sticker ticket. They didn't have to Capitol Hill raping. Right? Now, when they finally caught this brother, Mike, and the brother decided to represent himself, you know, and when they got through with him, I was happy they caught. They gave that brother 485 years in jail. You hear me? And they had to let, and then they let all this, you know, they finally could open up the jail cells and let everybody out because they was all for this fool. I mean, black people were cheering. We got you. My husband can come home. Although there was some brothers that didn't want to go home because they loved all the freedom they had for a while. They was away from their kids and their family, but you got to go home because everybody was getting locked up in Capitol Hill right.
Wow.
So, you know that's the bad part about the law.
Wow. Yeah.
They
still doing this well. Yeah. Put us in there for
anything. So I can stop crying laughing. You're in California. You're in California. And what I want to talk about is the forest fires. What's it like? I mean, I've seen pictures, but can you kind of explain us what it's like? And like I said, I talked to my daughter about it and everything where, I mean, the skies are like orange. You know, I've seen photos of that.
Right.
The smoke is everywhere. Just tell us,
well,
you know.
They're different fires. I mean, you're going from Northern California all the way into Southern California. And the ones that are in Southern California right now, out north San Bernardino, you got your ones over near Monrovia, the back part of Monrovia, Arcadia, up in those areas. So they're hoping, I mean, and some of them, they really haven't got, you know, fully under control. I mean, they're really out of control. And that's all that dense area that has not been burned. I mean, that stuff, that's, you know, now the one big fire that was started, that was done by what they called a single gender celebration. Did you hear about that one?
A reveal party.
You know, a what? A what party was you called?
It was a reveal. It was a reveal party.
Yeah, where they, gender.
Yeah, gender reveal to find out what the baby is, whether it's a boy or a girl.
Right. And so these fools decided to let off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you let off fireworks and dry brush, and you're shocked that everything, all of them going to get fined. You ain't walking because people lost their homes behind y'all ignorance. Somebody got to pay. Somebody got to pay. I mean, the fires are really bad, and you know, people have went through a lot to get back on track. You got folks, you know, thank God they still got their lives, but their houses are gone. And you know how hard it is to, and hey, Mike, you know how hard it is to buy a house or have a house in California.
And
you know,
some people, it's been the second and third time that they have lost everything.
Yeah. Well, you know, folks want to be all up in the hills and the mountains. They want to be with nature. Well, there's a price to pay if you're up there with nature. You know, you got to clear that brush at least 100 yards from your house. 100 feet.
Like some says, you got to sweep the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps saying you got to sweep the forest floor.
Dumb as two left.
Which is ridiculous.
But now, isn't it true that the majority of this land is federal land, and that the federal government should be responsible for a lot of that clearing of the floor or sweeping of the floor?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, but it's democratic states.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Trump don't care? Then he.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said it himself. Well, he said, "Oh, yeah. The coronavirus wouldn't be as bad if it wasn't in them Democratic areas. If you didn't have to count the Democratic areas." Now that's some cold stuff that you would even say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that goes to show he has no kind of coup.
And why should I give them funding when they're not supporting me? And he also said that. So.
Yeah, we could. They pick him. I can't believe.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that the fires that are taking place right now is the worst. I mean, every year it's just getting worse and worse. You know, Mike, that article I gave you had charts in there showing the rise of the fire. You know, from 1990
to
2020. Look, climate change. Yeah, I just if I can get this come up on this phone right. I'm trying to pull it up.
You know, climate change is real. That people need to understand that man is supposed to be a steward.
That's right.
Okay? You're supposed to take care of the earth. I mean, the animals, everything. But when you have, I mean, look at Flint, Michigan and their water problem. They just gave those people $690 million. The lawyer's going to get a big cut of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
I have family that was in Flint, Michigan. Well, I got family all over Detroit, but a lot of them were in Flint, Michigan, and I thought it was sad. And I had my older sister had so many medical issues, and I swear, even though she was using filters in her house for the water, I still feel like a lot of those problems she had came from that water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lead.
I would not doubt it at all.
Yeah, between the lead and the rust, it was killing people.
Mm-hmm.
See, that brings up another subject because it is the battle of capitalism to labor. You go all the way back to the Gilded Age. They've never wanted to pay people, but yet they've always wanted to work the heck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you did not want to make sure that we had proper medical. You called that socialism. But wait a minute. If you get on the freeway, right, the freeway is socialism. The cars that ride on the freeway is capitalism. You can't have capitalism without socialism. You got to have both. I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, when I looked at the pandemic, I thought it would open up humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see some humanity.
Yeah,
of what they would do with
people.
Mm-hmm. Because they definitely would need it.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. When I heard.
So, Mike, I know the time is almost up, but there was an article about the CDC, the records being doctored by the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
One moment. Let me pull that up. Yeah, one moment. I'm trying to pull that up. And I just got a text, and I'm just trying to respond to that real quick. Okay. You sent that earlier, right?
Yeah. let me go to it. I can tell you. I just don't have my glasses. I don't even know where they're at. But give me a second. I just think that was important because we had someone on the show last week that was talking about Dr. Fauci being a liar and all this. When you got the White House doctoring the records to make it look better than what it really is, you know, and the scientists don't have any, can't even go back in and change the records. They just took it over. They don't put somebody in charge who don't even know anything about science.
Well, you know how they just did. You know, now they just had them where they spoke under oath, the guy who's the head of the CDC, and Trump said, oh, he misspoke. That ain't what he said. That's not, he misunderstood. He said, no, he was under oath. The man
That's
was
right.
under oath. You trying to say he's lying? Told you that without that mask, ain't nobody going to make it. That's the closest thing you got before you even get. Hey, you're talking about, you know, he has to go through the mitigation, or you wear the mask.
Right. It's the last article, Mike.
The very last? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's scroll down.
Uh-huh.
Here.
The one that's, I have to go back. 5:13 p.m.
Okay, one moment. 5:13 p.m.
Very last.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let me open it up here. Okay. Excuse me. This is from the New York Times. CDC testing guidance was published against scientists' objections. A controversial guideline saying people without COVID-19 symptoms didn't need to get tested for the virus came from HHS officials and skipped the CDC scientific review process. A heavily criticized recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last month about who should be tested for the coronavirus was not written by CDC scientists and was posted to the agency's website despite their serious objections, according to several people familiar with the matter, as well as internal documents obtained by the New York Times. The guidance said it was not necessary to test people without symptoms of COVID-19 when if they had been exposed to the virus. It came at a time when public health experts were pushing for more testing rather than less, and administration officials told the Times that the document was a CDC product and had been revised with input from the agency director, Dr. Robert Redfield.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's interesting. So you just lying on the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out lying.
Right.
Not just one. You're flat out lying on the CDC, and you're flat out lying to the American public.
And right. Silencing them where they can't go in and change the records back because you want to mislead the people.
Right.
Mm. This is this is crazy. This
but it's
really
what's been
crazy.
Going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jared, you know, and I'm telling you, if they don't get that family out of there, Jared Kushner, go.
Yes, yes, I feel the same way.
He
and his wife.
About, oh my God, she ain't doing nothing. She getting paid. Everybody getting paid. And they're making it off the American public. They've already shown how much money the family is getting.
That's right. Because he makes sure the Secret Service men stay at his hotel, paying him over $600 a night for a room, you know. But he said he didn't want anything. He's supposed to be president and not supposed to be free of pay and everything, but you're not because you are going to Mar-a-Lago and all your little golf courses. You're, you know, spending money.
Look, and
what president have you ever seen? I've been through 12 presidents. This is the first one that I've seen campaign right after he was elected.
Mm-hmm.
He started campaigning again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's been in campaign mode since day one.
Well, you about to
That's
say no time?
That's because money coming back in his pocket.
I was stating that with the money that has been invested, you know, they've talked about how many more books got to be written to tell you what this guy is. He conned Bob Woodard, and even your girl Kellyanne Conway said, "Do not talk to him. Leave him alone." Trump's talking about, "Oh no, I can get him. I mean, he didn't let me speak in the last book. I'm going to be a part of this book." Okay, jackass, you go ahead and talk to him. Now you got him up here. You got and Bob told him, "Let me turn the tape on." Now here, this man brought down Nixon, and you know Nixon doing a backflip in his grave, going, "Man, you get away with it. I am you." And then my people got rid of me. Your people praising you. You know, at least Nixon's people, you know, they told him, "Bro, you got to go." Them Republicans stepped up and said, "Bro, you got to go."
Mm-hmm.
Some people are sitting back going, "Oh, well, he didn't mean to do it. Oh, well, you know, maybe he was joking." That's not what
you know.
That's fake news.
There's several, well, thousands of Republicans believe in this QAnon, this cult-like thing that's going on, thinking that a lot of top Democrats are killing children and eating them and having sex with them. And, you know, they call it Pizzagate. And they think Trump is the savior that's going to round everybody up and take them to Guantanamo Bay and have tribunals, including Obama and Biden and Clinton and any and everybody else that Trump don't like. But they believe it. They really believe it.
He didn't denounce QAnon, and I think it was like my man said earlier. He said, "Hey, this is the Jim Jones syndrome."
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Jim, because if you think about what Jim Jones did, you got to think, man, this guy's a genius. He got people to sell everything in their home.
Yep.
Heaven.
Sell everything, pack up, and go to the French Guiana. Now, you ain't even ever been out of, L.A. You ain't even been to the beach. Where you going? "I'm going to the French Guiana because Jim Jones and God and everybody told me that's where I need to go." Now, you go there.
They thought they were going to a new Eden. And he was sitting there pretending he was curing people and healing people when it was all fake.
But wait a minute. That wasn't the killer part, Dan. The killer part was when he told guys, "Give me your wife. Give me your wife. I will sleep with her, and I will bring out that demon and that devil that's in her, and we will change all that will be." And they telling their wives over left and right. I was like, wow. Holy moly.
Hey,
really
guys.
Hand up.
Hey, time is going by real fast. We got to get out of here. I'm sorry, I lost track of the time. Time, give us some rundown. What's happening with you?
What are we doing? Still working on my TV script, trying to get that off the ground, as well as have my book, which is on Amazon. It's My East St. Louis, the book of short stories about me growing up in East St. Louis, Illinois, as well as you can get my CD, my comedy CD, Universal Brother, also on Amazon. It's also on iTunes as well as Spotify.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All right.
And, yeah.
All right,
and,
you guys.
You know.
All right. We're out of time. We got to go. Hey, thanks for chiming in. We'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, guys. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.